lot of players.
What's up, everybody, man? Welcome back to another episode of Talk That Talk, man. I'm your boy JD.
Your boy Big E.
And of course, your boy Michael Solis.
And what up, boys, man? What a weekend it was. And off the rip, man. How was it? How was Denver? How was it?
Man, so the boys went to Mile High, me and Mike. Man, and it was a blast, man. We were up there with our wives, and it was a good time, bro. It was some good time to hang out together. We had some good food, drank a lot of cold beer, take some good shots, and we watched some damn good football, man. I tell you what, I've never in my life, all the games I've been to the Bronco games, I've never seen Mile High like that. That was playoff atmosphere. That was playoff football. And man, that thing was rocking. It was rocking. I had a blast. It was awesome. I had a blast. Glad my boy Mike was able to experience that.
Oh yeah. Well, it was an experience for sure. Besides the outcome of the game itself, man, it was a good time. It was a fun time to be out there, man. It was packed with blue and orange, I'll tell you that. And like you said, man, it was loud. I don't know what the norm is there, but shit, I know that wasn't it, because that was loud.
It was loud on TV, boy. It was rocking. It was rocking.
Yeah, it was fucking loud. And then on top of that, I gave the Packers all. I tip my hat to them boys. Hey, the Packer fans pulled up. They were spread out through the stadium. They got that Go Pack Go chant going. Man, I turned. I looked at Sis, and I was like, ain't no way.
I did hear.
Ain't no way. They making Bo call a timeout right now. He can't hear.
Hey, they were turning up. They were turning up.
Yeah, bro. We pulled up, and it was rocking a lot. I'm sure you can hear the Go Pack Goes in the first half, because
the game itself, man. Break that down a little bit. First half, Packers, man, turning up. You know, Bo Nix is answering as much as he could. And, you know, halftime came, you know, I'm thinking, oh shit, you know, Packers getting the ball, and they got in, they banged off rip. Hey, next drive, Broncos get the ball, three and out.
Are we going to do it?
Hey,
are we
going to fucking do it? I'm starting to think, oh man, like,
are we going to fucking do this thing?
And then there he is.
And there he is to make a play.
When you needed him to make a play, man. The
ask and you shall receive.
In the league. PS2 with a diving.
That shit was gross, bro. It was nasty.
Bro.
I'm not going to lie.
Test him if you want to, man.
Bro, that shit was gross.
Man. Like
right then and there. And I looked over to Ken and I said this. I said that just flipped the fuck.
You felt it in the stadium, did you not, Mike? I felt it, bro.
Like, I told that to my legit when it happened. I said that just switched
JD, it.
It
was like waking up a monster, bro. Mm-hmm. Like it was like boom. Like you just
y'all were in shock. Y'all were in shock. The Packers were playing some damn good football in the first half. Obviously they're in the lead and they came out with a bang. And I was like, man, I was texting my IP. I was like, Big E might be in piss. Sure enough. PS2, it's like
just turn it around, bro. You just felt the moment.
And then, like, it made, I think from that point, it made the whole defense like say, like, man, fuck that. Like, like, man, every drive from here on, just lock up. Like, everyone play their best ball. And then there goes Bo Nix, gets the ball back, dot Cortland Sutton, and then found Troy Franklin to go for the go ahead. And then there goes Vance Joseph dialing up the pressures. Like the first half we were not getting to Jordan Love. He was getting that ball quick. You know, it was hard to get to him. And then boom, we just started dialing up this pressure. And man,
y'all didn't get a sack on him. What, to the fourth?
Third. When it mattered.
Yeah, really.
But when it fucking mattered.
I think we went like three sacks in a row, bro.
That's what I told him, bro. Y'all made plays when it mattered. That's really what it was. Once PS2 got that pick and Christian Watson got hurt, bro, the offense was just dead. And then after that, still in the game, still can work with, and then all of a sudden Michael Parsons out of there.
Yeah.
And right there the defense was out of the game. So we had nobody else in the game right there. And it was just y'all's for the taking after that.
I mean, the impact that he has on the field, bro, you saw the difference. Like you
just saw the defense was just sure. Y'all know about Friday Night Lights when Boogie Miles gets hurt and the whole stadium just like, what the fuck? That's how it was.
Packers honestly, fans, bro, that's how we, that's I didn't how even I know felt. He got hurt because I was so locked in on the game. Like, I just saw someone down and I was like, no, I'm saying I just saw someone down and then I was like, yo, who is that? Like, I was asking one of the fans like sitting next to me and they're like, I think that says one. And I was like, nah, ain't no way. And then sure enough, bro, like I look and he's hopping off the field. He walking off the, he going to the locker room. Yeah. I was like, no way. And then that's when after the game, I was able to see what happened. And man, that's tough, bro. That's tough.
Just a freak accident. And the Packers, just the curse continues, bro. We're still the most injured team in this league. Yeah, it just don't help, man. ACLs,
I mean, injuries have been going crazy this year. ACLs left and right.
ACLs left and right, bro. I've had two of them this year. I've had two of them.
Two.
That's tough, man.
Yeah, but say, man, Bo was just—he was eating the zone up, and we went to man. We couldn't get pressure on this man, so he had time to for somebody to get open. So they just played his ass off.
This is what I was waiting to see. This is what I was waiting to see from this man all year. All year. And I've said it all year. I've said it, and y'all know I've said it. And this is what I was waiting for, and he did it. He proved against Packers, still a great team, and playoff atmosphere.
Man, I was
325, four tuzz, bro. Yeah,
like, I was wanting Bo picks bad.
Bad.
Man, this guy didn't. I mean, like, the thing about Bo Nix, and I think what makes him so good, it's don't matter what defense he sees, bro, he's not going to take a sack. Like, he's not going to take a sack. I think he's went so many consecutive games without taking a sack. He's the least sack quarterback in the league. And sacks are like turnovers. Like, that kills a drive. And when you're not getting sacked, like, you're able to stay in it. You know what I mean? And you're able to keep it third and short, you know, second and short, and pick up that first down. And I mean, just everyone that was making it, everyone was just catching the ball this time. And Bo was putting in the long balls. We've been saying it all year. Bo has not was hit, he has not been hitting his long balls like he was last year. He didn't miss one Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
He did not miss one Sunday. And look what the outcome was. Like, if that Bo Nix shows up and we clean it up a little bit on the defense, I'm telling you right now, man, Denver Broncos will be headed to Santa Clara. It's going to be hard to beat these boys in Denver. They're the truth. They are the truth. Mm-hmm. They're the truth. And who in the AFC going to beat them? Who in the AFC right now can beat the Denver Broncos in Denver?
Who knows?
Them boys are the truth,
that's a
man.
Question. They are good. You got what, 11-game win streak?
11-game win streak.
11, going to Jacksonville this weekend. Jacksonville's a little team under
the
radar.
We got a two-game lead on the one seed. We got a game on the Patriots, and we got the tiebreaker on them. So, I mean, we get this win, we win the West, and we sell up the one seed.
Yeah. This is going to be tough. I ain't gonna lie. Jacksonville's, like I said, team under the radar. Just how, like, this week in the Packers, they got the Bears. They're, like, I feel like they're kind of under the radar. No one, they're just quiet 10-4 teams, both teams. And it's going to be a tough game. I'm excited. Like, a small spread for a Big E, 3 points. I mean, in Denver, though. In Denver.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game, man. I'm excited for it. Another playoff atmosphere game. I'm already texting all of my season ticket friends. I'm like, hey, y'all better be loud this weekend. They're like, hey, you already know. Like, you know, Denver's another sold-out game, and there ain't no way Jacksonville pulling up like that to Denver.
Nah, I know it.
Yeah, no, bro. It's going to be all.
Hey, you will never see another team pull up like Green Bay did this weekend.
It's going to be all orange. There's going to be a sea of orange. And I'm excited for it, man. Another playoff game. And I think this is going to be the one that, like Sean Payne says, like, we're not worried about going to the playoffs was never on the to-do list. The to-do list is win the division first and then get the best seed in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You do it. You do both of them this weekend with the win.
And, Mike, you're looking from a 2 seed to now maybe
the 7, even out of the fucking thing.
Oh, you're 1 game out of the Detroit. I mean, that tiebreaker, that tie that y'all have, I guess, kind of helps, right? Because, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, that. Like right now we're the 7 seed. Right now we're in. We got that tiebreaker over the Lions and just trying to keep this sweep alive, man, of this NFC North.
Yeah. I mean,
Very tough
Tyson
going
Ferguson of
from,
Bears. Matt Books and shout out Matt Books and
sorry, Bucks. You're gonna be disappointed again, man. There's, if anything's certain, man, it's the Green Bay Packers own the Chicago Bears. And that ain't gonna change. Micah Parsons or not. The season ain't dead yet. And Jordan Love, we trust. And it's right here in front of us. We can still win the division. The
Easy.
division's right there for grabs. Easy.
If y'all win, y'all take the first place in the division.
I honestly say this game is for the division. Even though it could be lost in the last two games, but I think this game still is for the division. For sure. Can't afford these losses, man. Three games left. It's win out or nothing, honestly.
Three games left, man. Playoffs are gonna be lit. There's a lot of good teams, I feel like. A lot of sneaky teams that are, that aren't like mainstream, but it's gonna be
Yeah,
lit.
for once we have, I mean, it's wide open for both conferences.
For once,
I
there's
feel
no Pat
like
Mahomes.
there's no Pat in 10 years. 10 years,
There's
I
no
don't think
Pat
no more.
Mahomes. Nobody's really scared of the Bills anymore. Patriots, is it just a little fluky streak or is it the real deal?
The
Jags is still.
no
Eagles
Lamar
looking like some
Jackson on
dog.
top of that. What?
They still got a
Yeah,
chance. They still got a
Lamar.
chance.
Yeah.
But
Lamar
yeah,
from
no
the outside
Lamar.
looking in.
Eagles looking like some frauds.
Eagles looking like some
Detroit
frauds.
might get in.
Eagles just lucky their division is sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you right here. Denver, if you want to do it, this year's the perfect year. You don't gotta see Pat. You don't gotta see Josh in Buffalo. This is it, man. This is it. You take
The
it.
AFC Championship runs through Denver.
Take advantage of
Yeah.
this shit, man. Go to the
It
bowl.
runs through Denver.
Man, we're gonna have to start a talk that talk GoFundMe account if these boys go to the Super Bowl, man. Get Big E to the bowl. Get Big E to the
Shit.
bowl.
All three of us. What do you need? All three of us.
Yeah, man.
Shit.
Get us to the bowl, please.
Get us to Santa Clara.
We'll all be rocking orange, man.
Man,
Get us
y'all
to
gonna be
Santa
lit.
Clara, please.
Gonna be lit. But great football this weekend, great football coming up, or this past weekend. A lot of great football coming up this weekend. A lot of close games that need to be won for the division and stuff. And we got college football playoffs coming up week one. Super excited, man. Super excited. Starting off with Alabama and Oklahoma Friday night, boys. Mike, I know we are on the Bama boys. Biggie, tell us again. I mean, I don't know if you're still on the Sooners, or you're gonna slip over to the to down the Roll Tide.
Man, I'm not gonna do that, man. I'm Roll Tide. I'm Roll Tide through. Them boys, I was on them in the SEC championship because I believed in them, and I just think they're in a bad spot, and that's a tough ass game to go win. That's a very tough ass game to go win. So I love Bama here to bounce back, get some confidence, and to go into OU. And man, who knows what this Bama team could go do if they go on the road, to go get this one. So. I love Bama here. I think it's gonna be a very, very tough game. Crazy atmosphere, but in the end, Bama's been here. Bama's been here, and it ain't nothing new to these boys. So, I'll be rocking with Roll Tide.
Nice,
Yeah,
nice, nice.
I like it. It's almost, hard to forget that this is they do get a home playoff game. Louis does get a home playoff game, but either way. No matter what, like I said, I'm still gonna roll with them Bama boys. A lot of people saying they don't deserve to be here, and maybe they don't, but they're in it, and I'm just gonna take Bama to do what Bama does, Nick Saban or not, whoever it is, to make it that next round just to be in the conversation of the playoffs. They might not win next round, but I think they do get it done. They faced OU, I think this season and lost 23-21, but I think Bama had four turnovers that game. And still barely lost. So I think they cleaned it up. I think they handled business. So yeah, give me Bama versus OU. Roll Tide.
They've been there before, and it's a revenge game. They last second, last minute, or last couple of minutes and left in the game, and Oklahoma kicks a field goal to win. I think they've been there before, and they run it back, and they revenge that loss, and they move on to face Indiana in the Rose Bowl game. But I mean, John Mathier, Big East said it earlier before we started, just hasn't looked like the quarterback like he's was supposed to be in the big games. He's just didn't show up, and throws
Yeah.
picks in late games in crucial situations. But I
He's
mean,
just been getting by, man.
in the big games, man, he's mid. He's
He's just
mid.
getting
He's not
by. He's
elite.
been getting by. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's gotta
But
run
I
out at some
mean,
point.
yeah, I mean, I don't think, I don't think three INTs is gonna win you a game in the playoffs. And that's kind of
Oklahoma's defense is good. They're top five in the country, but I mean, that can only get you so far, I feel like, in a team like Alabama, that's been there before and wants to win.
Yep. I mean, the last time they played Alabama, this dude went for 138 yards. There's no way 138 yards is beating Bama this time. There's no way. There's no way. I just think Bama's gonna play elite football, and they're gonna do what Bama does, and they're gonna roll, baby. Roll Tide. Let's go to the counter. It's gonna be an easy one.
It's gonna be a good one. All on the side this weekend on Friday, man. That's gonna be a good first playoff game. What a game to start off, honestly. And then move on to Saturday morning. Little fishy on the line, minus 3.5 for A&M. A lot of people, obviously, we said Miami should not be in the playoff. They don't deserve. They're going to the 12th man, and the spread is only 3. I mean, fishy. Is it? I don't know. I don't know. It should be an easy cover, right? When you first look at it, and not sports betting, where you say, "Oh yeah, that's 3. They're going to cover that easy." Yeah.
Yeah, especially at home in the 12th man.
And that's what
Yeah,
Vegas wants you, wants
that's
that
what they
public eye to
want.
think. Yeah, they
That's
want
what they
everyone to
want you to think.
hop on the 12th man, and it's just not gonna, it's not gonna cut, man. It's not gonna cut. And I think we've all been saying it all year. Like, we're not sold on A&M. There weren't they weren't they lost the two big games that they had this year, or the one big game they had this year. And the games that they did win, they're very close. Barely getting by South Carolina, you sneak by. Barely getting by Arkansas, barely getting by Auburn, barely getting by Notre Dame. Like, I'm not the one to disc close wins because the Denver Broncos do it every fucking weekend. But in college football, that matters. It absolutely does. And when it comes to the playoffs, man, you got Carson Beck ready to roll, ready to prove that, he should have been.
They have nothing to lose.
They got nothing to
They have
lose.
nothing to lose.
No.
And for him, he absolutely does not have nothing to lose. So I love Miami in that spot. It's going to be a great one over there in A&M. And they're going to have that place packed. They're going to be having it rocking. So, but I do believe that Miami gets it done late by 3, last minute field goal. Bang.
Yeah, no, like I said, I do love the spot for Miami right here. Especially the narrative of they shouldn't be in here and stuff like that. A&M 12th man at home, they just don't lose this SEC stuff. I think Carson Beck does do his thing and gets it done. This offense has been rolling the past few weeks, putting up points against whoever. And like you said, A&M plays to their competition. If they're bad teams, they make them look bad. But these good teams, they give them a test, and they haven't faced a test like this pretty much all season. So yeah, I'd like Miami to keep it close, squeak it out. That hook, that 3.5, is gonna hook somebody. And I think we'll be on the right side regardless. So.
No, you hit it right on the money. That hook right there, I think if Texas A&M wins this game, they're winning this game by 1, 2, 3 points. And that's gonna just, everybody's cooked. Everybody's cooked. Unless you're on Miami, obviously, +3 or the money line. But I mean, if Miami does end up, pulling this off, which they probably could, Carson Beck is obviously he's a good QB, and only thing is they haven't played in front of 100,000 people before this year, and 100,000 people is that's a lot of people, and it's going to be loud. So,
100,000 Texas motherfuckers, that's what it's gonna be.
100,000 drunk Texas.
The cult, it's gonna be a cult over there. That's what you gotta deal with.
It is,
Hey.
but it's going to be a fun one to watch, honestly. Don't know. I mean, I guess give me Miami +3.5 if I had to pick. So it's gonna be a tough one.
The
Tough
you
one.
no you
Shout out Kane Santis and Cam
shout
Moore.
Out last week's yeah. go. Shout out last week's guest, man. You throw that you up.
Yeah. He came in hot talking about Miami this, Miami that. Word. And we finna find out. We finna yeah, find we out Friday out Saturday morning.
Yeah. In the midday game, man. Ole Miss, Nolan Kiffin, Tulane is coming to town, Jake Retzlaff. You know, if this is the game we had to bet for someone to cover, this one could be it. I mean, boys, does it change that Lane is not there? And do you think they should have let him coach throughout this playoffs? Like,
I mean, why not? I get your. I mean, if I had to think about it from both sides, I get it. I mean, you want to finish it off for sure. I mean, you got a shot for the Natty. It's not like you're just in, you know, missing a bowl game. You still got a shot for the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I see it from the school. I mean, you just left us for money, and you want to coach us still? Nah, we'll be all right. But yeah, I think with all the drama and stuff like that, it's easy to put your money against Ole Miss. And like you said, out of these two games being highly, you know, 2-3-digit score favorite games, I would rather put my money on Tulane to cover at least this spread, 17.5. I think Jake Retzlaff can keep it close. I mean, does Ole Miss, you know, put that offense that Lane Kiffin was probably the reason behind? Does all this play a factor? It could, but I mean, I still think these high favorite teams, I think they do still pull it out. It'd be very tough to say I see an upset in one of these games, but one of them got to keep it close, right? I mean, that's what we said before we got on. Yeah. One of them got to keep it close, and if I'm gonna choose just off the eye test and, you know, pass stuff, give me Tulane to at least cover. But I think Ole Miss still gets it done. It's Ole Miss at the end of the day, regardless.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, I'm right there with you, Mike. It's with all the drama, like you said, all the drama going on, you know, it's easy to lay your money on Tulane. But at the same time, you know, not an Ole Miss fan, but dude, it's hard to fade these guys when they, you know, they've been proving it all year. They can play some ball. So they're gonna be at home. It's gonna be a crazy atmosphere. Last time they played, September 20th, 2025. Ole Miss beat the shit out of these boys, 45-10. So it's gonna be a great game. I expect Tulane to keep it a lot closer.
Yeah, cover the points as well.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And the more I'm looking at this game, and the more I look at the players, obviously Ole Miss, like you said, they've been there since day one, 11-1. Chambliss, great quarterback transfer from. Where do you come from? UCLA, and then Kerwin Lacy, one of the best country backs and one of the best running backs in the country. We said 45-10 in the beginning. Could this be a game where, hey, you know, coach is not there no more? Let's show them we're here. We don't need you. And I think they can be. I think they could be. I don't. If honestly, in the back of my mind, they're like, hey, do I leave a championship contender team in Ole Miss, which they are? They're six in the country, and they're in the College Football Playoffs for LSU. They were in piss this year. You know, the more I see, like Mike said, the eye test is more than you can cover. You can cover. This is a team that can cover. But I think, man, Ole Miss is just going to come out and play great football with Chambliss and Lacey in the backfield. They're just going to go crazy and show coach that we didn't need you. So I don't know. I just, if this is the game that can cover, they can. But man, I don't know. They could just blow them out again like they did earlier in the season. So it's going to be a tough one. But give me Ole Miss to cover it.
For sure. They still got that playbook, and I'm sure they still got the same. They rolling with the same procedure, same everything. So, you know, coach, they finna say fuck them. And go ball.
Go ball. I mean, this could be the game that, like you said, one of them has to cover and be close, and this could be the game just based off the eye test, like Mike said. But I don't know. This could be also one of those games blow out at the same time. So. Moving on to the night game, man. Oregon and JMU, 21.5-point spread. I already know, Biggie, you said it earlier. Let you start it off here.
Yeah, so this is going to be the game that I'm going to be rolling with the underdog. I'm going to be taking JMU plus the points. I'm going to be taking JMU plus 21.5 points, buy it up to 22. These guys can score some points, believe it or not. against Appalachian State, 58-10 win. Coastal Carolina, at Coastal Carolina, 59-10 win. Versus Troy, 31-14 win. Yeah, these aren't big schools that I'm naming, but they're still D1 college football schools. This is still competitive football, and if you can put up points, you can put up points. Versus Washington State, 24-20. So they know how to ball. They know how to compete. And I just think that's a lot of points. That's a lot of points for an underdog that has nothing to lose. They're going to throw everything. They're going to pull everything out of the playbook. And they're going to try everything. So I love James Madison plus 22 points here in Eugene against Oregon. I haven't been sold on Oregon all year, and I'm not buying in now. So, and plus, I would love for Tech to see JMU instead of Oregon. So, give me JMU.
I want to see but either of them.
Give
I
me want, JMU want, with the
I want
upset.
Oregon, Tech to get that lick back versus Oregon.
I get it back. Kind of get it back in blood.
Bonex kind of love up, man. That's when he was an op.
That's when he was Bo Pigs at that time. That's tough. But that's lit. We can say we saw putting Bo Nix out here in Lubbock. Bo Pigs.
Yeah. Mike, what you got on this one?
Man, you know, I'm a Ducks through and through, man. These big spreads, like we said on the last one, these big spreads are tough, man. But they're big for a reason, though. You know, that's the thing. They're big for a reason. And like I said, James Madison does have a good offense and stuff, but this, I could see this game being one of those games where the playoff committee is like, hey, do we really need these teams in the playoff like this? I mean, I know we're giving them a little spotlight, but do we need to take these low schools out for blowout games like this? I just think I think James Madison will keep it close first half. I do, but then I think Oregon just wears them down and kind of just takes off. I think Dante Moore has a decent game to roll into the next round versus, Texas Tech. So give me Oregon, man. I think they win it in a blowout.
Looking at the numbers, man, JMU has, they have a good rushing offense, top five in rushing yards, and I think that's what they're going to do against this Oregon team to keep this fast team that Oregon has off the field, slow it down, keep Oregon off the field, and run the ball. They're fifth in the country, 250 yards rushing yards per game, which is tough, very tough. Either way, they're in a non-conference or not. But I'm with Big E here. I think they cover the spread. Oregon does win, but I think it's just too many points, maybe 14, 17 points, maybe even just that 21 points, and the hook gets them. But either way, they cover this game just because they're going to try to keep Oregon off the field and run the ball.
Yes, sir, Coach Armijo, you nailed it on the money. Keep them off the field. They can't score if they're not on the field. Let's get some good old Titan drives.
Good old Titan
drives. 8-minute, 9-minute drives. And hey, let's rock and roll, man. Come on.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but I do want to see Oregon and Tech get that leg back in the second round, but JMU covers by maybe just that half the point, but they try to keep Oregon off the field by running the ball. So it's gonna be a great one this weekend, man. Great, great one. And there's so many things going on this weekend. Got Tech and Duke in New York this weekend. Tech basketball has been playing, okay, Mike. I know you said before. There's just something off.
Something off, man. It's we do good against. I mean, it was a barn burner against who was it? Northern Colorado. Not the other night.
Northern Colorado is a good basketball team. We rode them all last year.
So the good teams we haven't had good luck in, but the teams we're supposed to beat, we show that we can compete for sure. We're still a top team in the nation, man, for a reason. But it's time to start showing it. It's time to start showing it, and it starts with these type of wins. This weekend, you need these wins, especially on that resume.
For JT and them boys to go down to New York and steal a win. It's a game. How long has it been since we won that game?
Long
against
time.
Duke. It's been forever. What a way to come in and get it done, man. Get it done. Fresh breath of air going into the new year, beating Duke.
Yeah. I would love that. These games that we've been playing against these small conference teams at 20-point spreads, and we just not have been covering. They've been keeping it close the whole game. Man, we are playing a seven-man rotation, and that is not going to cut it in the Big 12, especially how deep they are and how deep every team is. We need at least 10 players that can come in and play basketball because JT and Christian Anderson playing 38 minutes a game is not going to cut it. They're going to get tired, especially in dog games like this, at the, when it comes, in the last couple of minutes where you need them to be, hey, you need your legs under you so you can run up and down that court and jump and do something, but. We need to expand our rotation and we need to play some more defense. Otherwise, like Mike said, I had the same feeling that just something's off and it's just, I don't know. As we have the best player in the country, two of the top players, best players in the country, but they can't be playing 40 minutes a game. They can't play in the whole game. So,
Yeah, they still need some help.
It just fucking sucks that we're at this point of the season and we're realizing like, oh shit.
Yeah,
You know?
it could be that. Literally, it could be that.
It
Oh shit.
sucks. See, and then the bright side, like looking at it, is like, bro, we're putting up points though. Like we're putting up points. So I mean,
A lot of points.
all those fails, you got this offense to go. But yeah, like you said, we're putting up points with two people being, running the show in all reality. And I think that's been the case for Tech, and that's why they've had these deep runs, man. It's because they had a nice supporting cast from everywhere. And I think that's what we need to develop here pretty soon, because you don't want it to be later. So.
I'm excited. We got to get out, catch a game. I haven't caught a game this year, surprisingly. But I mean, oh well. Again, well, I'll probably
Yeah,
go.
surprisingly.
I think I'm gonna go in January when Houston comes down. That's gonna be a good one. But it's gonna be a fun one. Big 12 is deep. NCAA basketball is deep. And boys, we got to
Yeah,
get it together.
it's a gauntlet. It's a fucking gauntlet out here.
The gauntlet. It's a gauntlet in the Big 12.
Man.
Moving on to Saturday night, man. Boxing is finally back. Jake Paul has everybody in chokehold with all his fights, man. Facing Anthony Joshua in the heavyweight fight, man. Jake Joshua is obviously a bigger fighter, a more experienced fighter. He's fought a lot of these guys, Andy Ruiz, all these dudes. Mike, I know we were talking about it earlier. If Jake Paul wins, what does that do to boxing, especially like Anthony Joshua playing? With his background with down with the boys fighting Ngannou and Alexander Usyk and all those legends in the game right now.
Yeah, I mean this is a tough fight for him, size wise and stuff. But if he gets it done, like you said, what's next? What else can who does he go after next? Does he start trying to go for these belts? Is he this type of fighter now, or is it still all just social media promoter fights? He's a dog. I think he's a dog, and I think he pulls it off. I really do, size wise, no matter what, regardless. I think his speed gets it done. And I don't know how many rounds it is or what, but if anything, he's gonna win by these
I
points.
think it's 8 3-minute rounds, I want to say.
I think it's all set up for Jake Paul. Every fight he's been in, it's just all set up for Jake Paul, and I don't see that changing either way. I really don't.
Yeah,
No, I agree.
the problem child, man. He's definitely a problem. He's starting to become a problem. And man, he gets this done against Joshua. I mean, there's what else do you have to what else is there to prove other than give me more? And Jake, you do get this done. Fuck the 8 rounds. Let's go to 12 rounds and let's
Let's start
box.
boxing.
Let's
Let's start
box
boxing
out.
for
Let's
real.
box. Let's box. Let's go for it. Go be a prize fighter. You know what I mean? Go be pound for pound. Like, you get this done, you got to take that step into, all right, no more exhibition fights. No more. No, you, yeah. Like, this is the real deal. I'm the real deal. We got to go 12 rounds and normal boxing rules. Like,
Normal boxing
like you
rules
said,
straight up.
JD, it can't be set up for Jake Paul all the time.
It can.
It's got to
Can
be a
be.
clean slate right across, man. Right across
And
12
Joshua did
rounds.
say that, like, if he doesn't knock Jake Paul out, it's a failure. I think his boxing career is over if he loses to Jake Paul, if I'm being
I
totally
think
honest
so
with
too. And I mean, is that the
you.
case? Is Anthony Joshua already out of on the way?
He's
Is
trying
he
to
already out?
seek a
I
think he is
retirement?
on the way, if I'm being totally
Like,
honest
if
with
he's
you.
on the way and this is that fight, then all right, I'm out of here for sure now.
Because his last fight against Danny DuBois, he got knocked down 4 times in the first, third, fourth, and fifth, and he was
Yeah.
done in fifth, 5 rounds.
Yeah.
And the young Jake Paul, hungry, and I think y'all said it right. If he wins this fight, it's time. Go get some belts and play fight 12 rounds and see what happens for
See what happens.
real.
Pick a weight class. Pick a
Yeah,
weight class.
take away class for sure.
Is he
For
heavy?
sure.
He coming in heavy.
Yeah, but it's gonna be an interesting fight, boys. He has everybody in a chokehold with,
Yep.
just the social media stuff and promoting, and
Yeah,
everyone's
man,
gonna
hate
tune in
him.
and watch, but
Can't lie, man. Them, you hate them or love them, man. But them Paul brothers, that's what they're gonna do, is they're gonna promote. They're gonna promote, I'll tell you that.
That's for sure.
They some dogs, man. I give them that. I give them that.
Give him that. But it's gonna be fun. A lot of fun with sports this weekend, man. Let's bring us our best segment, man. Betting with the boys, man. And I think we got all mixed picks here. Mike, who you got starting off this weekend?
Man, we kind of lean into earlier, out of all those four games for the playoff, but the only one that I really, really, truly confident putting any of my money on is going to be Bama money line versus OU. This is a game, like you said, it don't give nothing but a top about the tide, and that's what it's going to be, especially in OU. Bama money line, man, this is what they do. You can count them out. They don't deserve to be here, but they handle business. It's still Bama. And I'm still not bought in on tier in OU. So one game only for NCAA for me, man. Bama money line versus OU.
Word. Same here. Drewski said, "I don't give a piss about nothing but the tie, baby," and that's what it is. They win the close one in OU. You're on.
Hey man, if you're gonna say, you gotta say it right. Miss me, come on.
Say baby. I know you
I
say
give a
that.
piss about the tie, man. Nah, but I'm so for my NCAA picks, man, going into Saturday, not Saturday morning, 11 a.m. man, big game, first round game. We said it earlier why I'm on Miami, and I just think the public eye is gonna be feasting on that -3.5 at home with the 12th man. We've seen it. We've seen that play out too many times, and I just it's not gonna is that y'all not getting me this time, Vegas. Give me Carson Beck and the U +3.5 points. And then the end to end the day on Saturday, I'll be rocking with JMU +21.5 points. I just think this is too many points for a playoff game, and JMU could score. And like JD said, keep them off the field. Let's run the ball. Let's keep them off. And let's, if we lose, hey, 17 to so and so. You know what I mean? It's going to be, I think they can keep it low. I think they can keep it low. So give me JMU +22 points.
Love it. Mike, what you got on the NFL picks, NFL slate?
You.
Okay. First one, man, this is just from just prior experience. I was just here, and this team is for real. They really are. Give me the Denver Broncos -3 versus Jacksonville. I think they get it done at home. There was some Packer fans this weekend, but I tell you what, there's not gonna be one Jags fan at all. Denver's for real. Trevor Lawrence been on a run lately. I think Big E, you've been putting money on them. They've been hot. They have been hot. But they've been hot against teams that are just out of it. They're hot against struggling teams, and Denver's not a struggling team. So give me Denver -3, man, versus Jacksonville. I think they roll this weekend. And to counter that, give me the Houston Texans -13.5 versus the Raiders. If Jags lose this game like I think they will, the Texans are right up there for first place in that division still. And I took them last week, and I'm going to take them again. Give me a really good defense versus a very horrible offense in the Raiders. And give me Houston -13.5 versus the Las Vegas Raiders.
Love it.
The
That
Raiders. There we go. Here we go for my NFL picks. Be rocking with some Saturday morning football. Or not morning, but we got some Saturday football. 4 o'clock game. Be rolling with the Washington Commanders +6.5 points against the Philadelphia Eagles. There's not much more the Eagles can do, but I watch them every other week, and I either put my money on them or I fade them. But when I put my money on them, they just forget how to play football. They forget that they have Saquon Barkley running the ball. And we've just seen it too many times, man. The Eagles aren't a good football team. And I'll be rocking with the Commanders. Keep it close. Marcus Mariota's playing some good ball. And I really do think this team can possibly upset them. So it's upset season right now. Every bad team wants to beat the good teams and shake up the playoff picture. So give me the Commanders plus 6.5 points. My next pick, me going rocking on Sunday. I'll be going with the my I'm gonna be fading the Miami Dolphins. They just benched Tua, and they're putting in Quinn Ewers to be their starting quarterback. And that's tough, man. Quinn versus Joe Burrow. Give me Joe Burrow all day. Give me Joe Burrow all day to get that done. I think they're gonna end up blowing the Dolphins out. Give me the Bengals by the hook minus 4 points. To end the day, we got a squad ride, me and Mike. It's gonna be a sea of orange. Like you said, Mike, we were just there. It's loud, it's hostile, and it's playoff football. We got the Denver Broncos, the 11 streak Denver Broncos, the 12-2 Denver Broncos. Come on, baby. PS2 and them boys, Nick Benito, they're gonna go crazy. I'm not even too much on Bo. I don't even need Bo to do that much. Just go win. Defense gonna have a game though. Give me the Denver Broncos money line and on the spread.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to ride that low key and be a full squad ride, but me, I'm taking the Carolina Panthers plus 3, even sprinkle on the money line versus Baker Mayfield and the Bucks. Man, it's time for Bryce Young and the Panthers to take over that division, and I think they do it here this weekend and sneak into the playoffs. Another dog, man, we going with the Tennessee Titans plus 3, sprinkle on the money line versus the Chiefs. No Pat Mahomes, we get it done, and the TTT leg could possibly hit again this weekend for the second time this year. And then Sunday night, man, going into Baltimore, man, I'm going to take the Baltimore Ravens over the New England Patriots minus 3. Heartbreaking loss for the Patriots last week against the Bills, and then the Ravens still got a chance of getting the playoffs, and I think they'd take care of business here and beat the Patriots. So two dogs in the favorite here, but excited football for me here. It's going to be a tough one. I hope the TT lay hits.
I love it, Miss Me. I love it. I need that. I need
I need it one more time.
that. One
I
more
need it one
time,
more
please.
time. One more
One
time,
time.
man. One time for the one time, please. Oh,
Word,
please.
word,
We ain't
word.
asking much. We ain't asking much.
Name
At
asking
all.
much. Name
At
asking
all.
much. So it's gonna be a fun one, man. Betting with the boys. It's been a great season. Coming down to end, had to get them total up for the end of the year. And man, boys, it's gonna be a fun weekend. Y'all enjoy. Y'all be safe. Everyone appreciate the love and support that we've been getting. If y'all want to be on the pod, hit us up, reach out, and we would love to get y'all on. There's been some fun, exciting guests, and we just keep growing and growing, boys. Anything?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey
Yes,
man,
sir.
happy holidays.
Happy
Yes,
holiday.
sir.
Happy
Merry
holiday.
Christmas. Merry Christmas, and
Happy New
I
Year.
hope y'all go cash them tickets so we can buy our loved ones that special gift.
Word. And it
Word.
starts Saturday night with the Green Bay Packers.
You damn right.
Yes, sir.
You damn
Talk
right.
that talk.
And with Bama. And with Bama.
And with Bama. And Friday. Yep, sir. Friday. So, and tonight, Sunday night, we in Baltimore. So,
Let's go. Let's
and boy, I
go.
appreciate the love and support, man. Talk that talk, man. We out.
18. 18. Please don't try to play us.